This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, you've been hearing about it. Just a few days away now, Roseburg turns 150 officially on Monday. A lot of things happening starting this weekend. Sarah Holbrow, the co-chair of the Roseburg 150 event. So you've got a lot going on.
We do, and I can't believe it's finally here. Time to connect and kick off the sesquicentennial, say that five times fast, celebrations honoring this milestone moment in time. We're kicking it off on Sunday, Kyle. I know you're going to be there. You have a big role. Before we get to your big role, we have the Roseburg 150 Fun Run Walk starting at 8:30 a.m. at Stewart Park. It's a free, family-friendly 5K run walk. Register online for that at roseburgturns150.com. There's going to be swag bags, a light breakfast, some fun warm-ups, and just a chance to kick off the sesquicentennial events.
So people can still sign up for that?
True. You can sign up even in person. If your schedule somehow opens up on Sunday morning, come out. It's going to be a wonderful time to connect as a community, get moving. You can walk, you can run, you can roll. It's a 5K and should be wonderful weather, so no excuses.
So on Sunday afternoon, Party in the Park, talk about what all is going on.
Party in the Park kicks off at noon, Kyle. You will be there, which I'm thrilled about, emceeing all of the events in the park. It's another free, family-friendly event to honor the sesquicentennial, Roseburg's 150th anniversary. We'll have a food court with food trucks, entertainment on the main stage, a youth zone with free activities, crafts, and games for kids. We'll have a walkthrough time allowing everyone to take a little journey from where we started to where we are now in photos and words. Our time capsule will be on display. You'll have the opportunity to write your hopes and wishes for Roseburg's next 150 years. This time capsule will be dropped into the ground on Roseburg's true sesquicentennial, October 3rd, and that journal with everyone's wishes will be placed into it on Monday morning as well.
And I know, looking over the schedule for Sunday, I mean, there's things going on throughout the afternoon. We've got a number of different types of music groups and really a lot of activities where people could plan to spend quite a bit of time down there.
Yes, bring your blankets, camp out with us, have some food from the food trucks. Free cake and Umpqua Dairy ice cream will be available. We will have the Roseburg High School band and choir. Jason Heald will be with us unveiling a composition in honor of Roseburg's sesquicentennial. No one has heard it yet. We're really excited about that. Joe Ross will be on stage with his group. We will have Neil Gregory Johnson band, and we'll be unveiling one other thing, Kyle. The Aaron Rose cutout, our city's founder, has been restored by Alpha Rich and Susan Comerford. That unveiling will take place just about 1:30.
Right. So things happening all afternoon. It's all free. And the weather is going to be perfect, mid-80s.
Mid-80s, no rain in the forecast. We couldn't be happier about the weather for Sunday's kickoff events. We will have nonstop fun for kids, free face painting, free games going on from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. The event is come when you can, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. The true program will begin at 12:30, Kyle, with the mayor's proclamation and some words from our community's leaders at this moment in time.
So a lot to do Sunday afternoon, but Monday, the time capsule event. Now, a lot of people are going to be working. I know some people are trying to adjust their schedules to get out, but that'll be Monday morning.
Monday morning, 9 a.m. at City Hall. The time capsule ceremony will be the place to be. Once again, we'll have our community leaders speaking at this milestone moment. We will be displaying the time capsule right before it drops into the ground, not to be opened for 50 years. We will be marking this area. There's no chance of it getting lost, thank goodness. And we'll be highlighting some of the events that community organizations and different individuals have selected as what they want to represent their organization, this moment in time, something they want community members to open in 50 years.
So all of that going on, but real quick before we run out of time, there's other things during October too.
Yes, plenty of fun ahead. This is truly just the kickoff of a fun year ahead. October 8th, Blocktoberfest in downtown Roseburg. Another free, family-friendly event with plenty of entertainment and fun for all ages. We'll have a community dinner at the Elks Lodge on October 15th. We have a community service day with encouraging the community to get out there and do some acts of volunteerism in honor of the sesquicentennial. And of course, everyone's favorite, the Niwala Parade on October 31st.
And if people want to find out more about all these things going on, where do they go?
RosebergTurns150.com. If you have any questions, would like to be involved, it's not too late. RosebergTurns150@gmail.com. We can't wait to see everyone on Sunday for the kickoff.
And you're going to go back to stuffing swag bags.
Over 600 swag bags and counting, Kyle. These swag bags look amazing.
Are we up to 600? We were at 400 a couple days ago.
Well, we're preparing for all of those last minute people like myself. So
very good. All right. That's all going on starting Sunday. Sarah, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:41 at the Morning Report.